Hello, everyone. This is your host, Marina Rose. Welcome to our kickoff call for Activate Your Power Within, educational series where you will find freedom from your addictive behaviors. Before I get started, if you're on the phone listening and you'd like to find us online, you can go to activateyourpowerwithin.com/webcast. There you can listen online. You can click on our memo note on the side if you're interested in upgrading to any of our activation packages. We're offering some great options for you, but they are time sensitive, so you may want to check them out today. Details. So I'm really excited today for a kickoff call for our series. I am bringing you Connie Dennis. And I found Connie through my research on sugar addiction for this series. And, you know, knowing how prevalent this is with many of us, and we don't even realize that we have any addiction to sugar, I felt that Connie had a lot of great knowledge to help us in this area. So let me give you a little bit of background on Connie before I introduce her. She is acclaimed as the Sugar Freedom Coach because she gently wakes people up to the scary dangers of self-destructive sugar and carb habits. Connie, who was once hooked on sweets herself back in 1998, is founder of the Sugar Freedom Now course, an acclaimed six-week teleseminar webinar series which compassionately guides you to easily, effortlessly break free of your addiction to those culprit carbs and even have fun at the same time. Connie is the author of the international best-selling book, Beyond Sugar Shock, which has been endorsed by a who's who of experts, including such as Dr. Wayne W. Dwyer and Daniel G. Amen and Brian Tracy. Her best-selling first book, Sugar Shock, was praised by Dr. Oz. Connie is also a motivational speaker, certified coach, certified health coach, and popular blogger. So everybody, welcome Connie to the call today. Hi, Connie. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Marina. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. As you know, this is sort of my comeback teleseminar.
Yes. I'm so glad that you decided to allow us to do that for you.
So in case you guys are wondering what I mean by comeback, I've sort of dropped out for, oh boy, on and off for a year, but not in June when my new book, Beyond Sugar Shock, came out. My mother was terminally ill, and I took time out, and I moved across country, and I wanted to be there for her. So you guys, like, get me, you know, fresh off of not doing anything like this for a while, so I bring a sense of newness to the whole experience.
Yeah, that's great, Connie. We really are glad to have you, and, you know, I know that it has been a tough year for you with your mother, so I'm sure you're ready to move forward. And
it's time to get back to helping people who have sugar issues.
Yes, exactly.
Well, and I actually... for those of your listeners or for those of you out there who are dealing with a dying loved one or who happens to be difficult, I'm also now creating a new expertise, and I'm working on my next book as well to help people to deal with, not make the mistakes that I made.
Mm-hmm.
But kicking sugar is my big my big goal these days.
Yeah, great. So maybe you can start off with just giving us a little bit of background of where, what brought you here, and, you know, your struggles that you had with sugar earlier on in your life.
Well, I used to be a horrible sugar addict. And I, over the course of any one day, I would, like, you know, have, I don't know, 10, 12, 20, 30, 40 hard candies throughout the day, maybe more. I was not overweight, so, and certainly most people who want to quit sugar are overweight, but there are a number of us who are not terribly overweight. I was, like, maybe, you know, 10, 15 pounds more than I wanted to be. So looking at me, you wouldn't have known that I had a sugar habit, which, you know, it was so misleading because my life very much revolved around when was I going to get my next sugary hit, so to speak. And then it kind of hit the fan, so to speak, in April of 1998, and I was besieged by 44 ailments. So I was really, really tired all the time. It didn't matter if I got 8 hours of sleep. I had difficulty concentrating. I had mood swings, a very, very severe PMS. I became just the most unfocused person imaginable at times. You know, I'm sort of stumbling here because I'm like, okay, now what were all those ailments? So my first book was called Sugar Shock, and I remember very well that the editor said to me, well, Connie, we want to include a list of all 44 of your ailments in the book. So in my first book, literally you got all 44 ailments. So let's see, crying spells, drowsiness, insomnia or sleeping, difficulties waking up exhausted, sleeping too much, headaches, mental confusion, restlessness, anxiety, depression, heart palpitations. Oh, yeah, I forgot about aching eye sockets. Oh, ravenous hunger between meals. I mean, just that's some of them.
Yeah.
And so I went to one of many doctors I'd seen over the years, and this one spent quite a bit of time quizzing me. He was a regular MD, which is at the time, this was 1998, which is really kind of marvelous that an MD back in, you know, 1998 would even think of making a connection. But he spent a lot of time quizzing me, what was I eating? I was like, God, this is kind of strange. And so, you know, he drew tests and all that, but basically he didn't even need to do a test to figure out, well, Connie, you're eating too much darn sugar and what I now call culprit carbs. And those are those fast-acting carbohydrates, like chips, like even white bread, most rolls, most crackers. And those, what I call them quickie carbs, culprit carbs, much like sugar carbs, because they're much like sugar. So when I talk about sugar, I'm also discussing some of these much like sugar carbs as well. But literally, he just, you know, he found out what I was eating, and he put two and two together, and boom, right away, he knew that, okay, Connie, you're eating too much sugar, you're eating too many refined carbs, you quit them, and your ailments are going to go away. So, oh, I had 44 ailments, and he's like, okay, well, just, you know, change what you put in your mouth, and they'll go away.
And I was right.
Like, fascinating. So anyhow, that led to me quitting sugar. However, you know, it wasn't the easiest thing to do. And so my background is as a journalist. And I was working, you know, I mean, and now I'm also an author. And so I was used to doing research, you know, research to come up with, you know, conclusions that make sense. But I'm also, I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. I'm like, you know, probably all, if not, well, most, if not all of your listeners right now. I'm like you. You know, I was a sugar addict. Yeah, I was a journalist, but I was a sugar addicted journalist.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, well, how can I make this easy for me? How can I make this doable? And so I bought every, now bear in mind, it's 1998, and the internet is not big. So it wasn't like I could just go hop on the internet. How do I quit sugar? No, I couldn't do that. I could go to the library. That's pretty much it. I could go to the library. I could have gone to OA meetings. I think I checked out a couple. So I was like, okay, well, you know, I'm smart. I can figure this out. I'll just come up with something that works for me. And so that was the beginning, basically, of the work that I do now, which is, you know, nearly 15 years of helping people to let go of their sugar habit. And I think you named the program something, you know, the last part of it is even if you don't want to. Because when I quit sugar, I did not want to. And I dare say most of your listeners, most of you listening, you don't want to either. I mean, it tastes good. Now, over time, it doesn't taste good to me at all. But back then, and anybody who, you know, is in, who finds, you know, desserts or cakes or cookies or what, muffins or whatever the heck they are, you know, special whipped creamy chocolate coffees. you know, they're tempting. You want them. You don't want to quit. So I meet you there. In fact, I pretty much expect that most people, by the time they come to me, they don't want to. And I dare say, you know, probably most people have tried everything else. Not everything else, but they've tried other things. So basically, I experimented first with myself, figured out a way to, you know, how can I quit? I developed a whole bunch of skills while I was doing it. I used techniques, you know, recommended by other experts. I literally, this is actually my favorite memory of 1998. So, okay, so just imagine I'm in my bedroom. Okay, oh, by the way, my boyfriend dumped me. I left that out. I was seeing a guy, and a couple of my symptoms from eating too much sugar, one is I found it difficult. I was just spacey all the time, but the other part, I was having, like, erratic mood swings. You know, I pick on the poor guy. Long story short, he dumped me, and that was one of the things that led me to see a doctor, because there I was, my heart was broken, and I was like, okay, what do I do now? You know, it looks like maybe I got some health issues, and so that's how it began. So, but my favorite memory, so no boyfriend, I'm alone. I'm hiding out from my editors. Thank God I was freelance, so they had no idea that I had all these health issues. It was really great. Nobody ever knew till after I quit. And I'd sit on my bed with all these books about sugar, Lick the Sugar Habit by Dr. Nancy Appleton, who's become one of my mentors, Get the Sugar Out from Ann Louise Gittleman, another one of my mentors. And the book's newly revised, and it's just a wonderful book. Sugar Blues by William Duffy. Unfortunately, I missed interviewing him by just a month or two because he passed away. So I'd sit there, and I'd be reading my sugar books while eating sweets. I'd be sticking candies into my mouth.
Yeah.
And reading my sugar books.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, my God. I was like the ultimate hypocrite. But what I did by doing that was I stumbled on a really effective tactic.
Mm.
And so when I tell people, and when, let's say people, you know, when people join my Sugar Freedom Now, I now call it a virtual retreat. Actually, we're going to have a couple live retreats at some point, maybe later this year as well. But when people join this Sugar Freedom Now program, they're always like, oh, God, I got to quit sugar right away. And I'm like, no, you do not. In fact, people who join, it's a six-week course, and then I do 1 week extra. For 3 weeks, you don't even quit. And by the way, what I did with myself, and then I ran a group online, and then the first book, Sugar Shock, came out. And then we mentioned briefly that my new book, Beyond Sugar Shock, came out in June. Some of your listeners may not have heard of it because I didn't really promote it. My mother was dying, and I made a decision to devote my attention to her. So we'll talk later about things I'm doing in April for my anniversary. But the reason I mentioned Beyond Sugar Shock is basically from having worked all these years with people who were trying to kick sugar, I developed like a whole plan and course. And so the book Beyond Sugar Shock evolved out of the course, and now I'm revamping the course, the Sugar Freedom Now course, to include some of the cool stuff that I added into the book.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of back and forth. But anyhow, so if those, you know, somebody who, so there was a wisdom in my craziness of sitting on my bed eating candies and reading sugar books, because it takes time to get your brain to come along with the program.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I've had so many clients, and they're like, okay, I'm going to quit tomorrow. No more sugar for me. And they've, you know, let's say they've been addicted for like, you know, 15 years or 20 years or whatever it is. And I was the same way. I can't even begin to tell you how many times. I lost track of the number of times I was like, okay, tomorrow, no more sugar for me. So what I encourage people to do, just you're going to ease into it. You're not going to do it right away. You want to get your mind and your body and your soul and just get your whole essence, you know, into the, you're just going to, you have time. So I think it's valuable to not force yourself or rush yourself, because it is going to be a change. And the reason I don't rush people and don't want people to quit right away, unless they've already quit, is that you want to make this a lifelong habit. And now for people who don't know why they should quit sugar, I'll just tell you really briefly. You quit sugar and you'll get more energy. You'll feel more focused. Good chance you'll lose weight. I believe it's the absolute fastest, quickest, easiest way to just shed those pounds. Boom. Just cut out the refined carbs, cut out the sugar. And it's like amazing how I hear this from people all the time. It's like the weight just, boom, peels right off. You'll be able to focus better. You know, I mean, all 44 of my ailments went away, and I just get very excited when I watch, you know, clients and hear about their massive changes.
Yeah, that's incredible. And it is amazing how much sugar does cause ailments on all areas, and how it just shifts everything when you cut back on it. But I do like your attack on small baby steps.
Well, that's like a phrase that people talk about. I don't really use that phrase, but I guess you could describe it that way. I see it more as you're just easing into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you're not even the steps that you do make initially. I like to take more of a global, comprehensive view at quitting, that it's not just you're quitting sugar, it's you're really changing your life. But that is a phrase that a lot of people like to talk about, you know, that you want to be taking baby steps, you know, you're not going to climb Mount Everest overnight.
Exactly.
Well, actually, maybe if you're in super duper shape.
I don't know. Anything is possible, right? So would you say that this is maybe one of the biggest mistakes that most people make when they are trying to quit sweets, is that they try to do it overnight, or are there other mistakes that people make?
Well, I think that's one big mistake. I think another big mistake is that people expect themselves to be perfect. Perfect, perfect, perfect. Do it like just, I'm going to quit, and then, okay, that's it. Never slip. But what that does not take into account the fact that we're human.
Right.
And human beings make errors.
Yep.
So when I talk about how I'm coming on my 15-year anniversary, I'm very clear. So 15-year anniversary of being sugar-free. But I say I've been mostly sugar-free. I'm very, very clear that it was not 100%. So, initially there were some slips. Not a lot. A few years after I'd quit, I had this idea like, I became defiant, and I was like, I'm going to have a little bit. So I experimented for a few years with that. Mm-hmm. And like that so much. You know, so, but I have not been 100% perfect, and I think that by still saying I've become, you know, I'm sugar free mostly, by not expecting myself to, you know, be absolutely perfect, I think that that's what's made me successful over the long term.
Yeah.
Because every time in the past, and as I mentioned, I tried umpteen times to quit and I failed. But then when I just, you know, cut myself a little slack. So, for instance, let's say somebody on the call here. Let's say you join my Sugar Freedom Now virtual retreat, and let's say you know, let's say once we finally quit in week about three, in week four, I think it's week four. And let's say one day you go somewhere and you have a few bites of a dessert. Or let's say you have the whole darn piece.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you, in one school of thinking, okay, well, you got to start back at ground zero. You got to start again. You've blown it. And that's it. But I, what I'm saying is, we're going to count the 3.5 weeks you've already gone. You made one little slip. Now, what can you learn from your slip? So I think the biggest mistake that people make is they just expect themselves to be perfect. And we're imperfect human beings. It's not realistic.
Yeah.
And I think by letting yourself be imperfect, you do a better chance, you have a better chance at being successful 95% of the time.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you will slip, but I'm just saying if you do, hey, you know, give yourself a break.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. Take the pressure. We put too much pressure on ourselves to be perfect. I agree. Yes, that's a great take on that. Yes. So I know some of our listeners are sitting here listening to us overwhelmed by the idea of thinking about quitting sweets.
Yeah.
Can you give us one easy tactic that they could get started with maybe today?
I know, when you and I talked about this ahead of time, I'm like, oh, God, I got so many tactics. I one. And this is my idea to ask this question, because I believe very strongly in giving something. Anytime I do a teleseminar or an interview or something, I believe in giving something to take away right away that you can do right away. So I'll tell you what it is. And this is actually, it's funny, because I'm actually preparing a special gift for people who choose to join me in the next program. I'm preparing a special gift about this. What I recommend you do is you want to procrastinate.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you heard me right. So let me explain what I mean by procrastinate. So essentially what you want to do is you want to procrastinate or delay. So we're all really good at procrastinating, right? Like, I got this big thing I got to finish. I just keep putting it off.
Right.
And that's, you know, the way I just went, that's the attitude that most of us have toward procrastination. So I'm saying, let's just, you know, put procrastination on its head. So next time you have a sugar craving, procrastinate. Just put it off.
There you go.
Look at your watch, look at your clock, look at your cell phone, whatever whatever tells time. Say, okay, for 10 minutes, I'm going to procrastinate. I'm going to delay. So I refer to it either as delay away your cravings or creatively procrastinate. But it's the same concept. So we're going to turn procrastination into a really good thing.
Yeah, I like that.
Thank you. And when you procrastinate, what you do is you just have a little bit of time to get a little perspective. You get out of kind of that immediate, oh, I got to have sweets right now feeling. You know, you just give yourself a little bit of time to figure out what's going on. Another one of the tips, I guess I'm going to give you a second one, is that I encourage that people, when they're doing this delaying or creative procrastinating, that they also do what I call sugary soul searching. And then you're really trying to get a sense as to, what's driving me to eat sweets right now? You know, am I angry, tired? Am I worried about something? You know, and so when you combine the two of those, you stand a greater chance of staying away from the sweets. Now, after you've done it for 10 minutes, you can do it for another 10 minutes. Or you can still have the bite or two, you know, but you can decide before you just eat on impulse.
Yep.
So by doing this creative procrastination, you are just knocking out, you're just knocking out any kind of impulse eating. And that's when most people turn to those sweets. And that's when they just scarf them down and they're like, oh, my God, how did I eat the whole bag of cookies?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a technique that people can start right away. You know, I had a somebody say something to me. It was kind of interesting feedback. This person was a scientist, and I think the person preferred more scientific ways of quitting sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have some of those. But for the rest of us, I think we just want something that's going to work, and we want something that's easy.
Yep.
I know that when I was quitting sugar, I didn't care if there was a study that showed XYZ. I just wanted to do something that was easy because I had in my head that it was going to be tough. And so
mm-hmm.
my big goal, and that's sort of what I'm dedicated to now, my goal, you know, and I try to do it in Beyond, I hope I succeed. You know, I try to do it in Beyond Sugar Shock. I try to do it in the Sugar Freedom Now virtual retreat. Is to let me make it easy, let me make it effortless for you. Quitting sugar does not have to be difficult. Most of us, or at least most sugar addicts, tend to think they get very overwhelmed, like, oh my God, it's going to be difficult. It doesn't have to be.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We always complicate things a little more than we need, and they're actually a little simpler.
Hmm.
Our monkey mind gets wrapped around that. So, yeah, I think that's great. Great. So, you know, you've also mentioned that if people want to make a simple shift, it can put them on the path to being sugar-free. Can you share that?
Yeah.
With us?
Well, it sort of amplifies what I just touched on, which is that a lot of people, when they think of quitting sugar, they're like, oh, my God, it's going to be so hard.
Mm-hmm.
How am I going to do it? Okay, I may be sounding a little melodramatic, but I dare say, and I know from clients I've worked with and I know from my own experiences, that I am not exaggerating.
Mm-hmm.
That a lot of people think, oh, my God. I've had people tell me, you know, when I've had initial... When I first begin to coach someone, and we have like a strategy session, and you know, I get a sense as to what they think, and I'd say, you know, 90% of the time they're like, oh my God, this is going to be hard, it's going to take so long, this is going to be difficult. So the simple shift is that you move from a perspective of this is going to be difficult to this is going to be easy.
Mm-hmm.
You move from difficult to ease. You move from feeling deprived. That's another big shift. I guess I'm giving you like more tips than we talked about. That a lot of people say, oh my God, I'm going to feel deprived. So you move from a feeling of deprivation to fulfillment. Like, well, wait a minute. Okay, yeah, I'm not going to be able to have cookies or cakes or licorice anymore, but you don't even think about that. Okay, I probably shouldn't have brought it up just now. Oops, sorry. I haven't done a teleseminar in a while. But what you want to do then instead is think about, what am I going to be like when I quit sugar? What am I going to feel like? What am I going to look like? How am I going to be in the world? You know, am I going to be energetic and slimmer and happier and healthier and, you know, look better? And will I finally be able to fit into those, you know, my slim clothes?
Mm-hmm.
So forget about thinking about, oh, my God, I can't have cookies anymore. Instead, think about, oh, my goodness. Oh, oh, wow, I got to pull that dress out of the back of the closet. You know, the dress that's like in the far back because you can't wear it anymore?
Yeah.
So take it away from that back corner and move it toward the front. In fact, if you even have a hook, you can hang it up in front of the closet so you can look at it every day and think about, wow, that's going to be so cool. I'm going to be able to slip into my dress. So you're that's the shift. The shift is from perceiving it as difficult, from perceiving it, we're talking two shifts really, I guess, perceiving it as difficult, perceiving that you're going to feel deprived, to perceiving it's going to be easy and effortless, and then also, oh my goodness, just look at these benefits that I'm going to get from this. So I'm going to give your listeners just a little exercise right now. You can start it right now, and you can. I really invite you to finish it after our program, and that is, you know, what do you think, in what ways do you think you will change and you will benefit from quitting sugar? And to put it more simply, what are the pros of quitting sugar? Why should you do it? Why bother? And then just keep that list in front of you. You know, even make a little copy on a little, you know, 3x5 card and just take it with you wherever you go. Because that is why you're doing it. So you're not going to get waylaid by the tempting smell of whatever your favorite dessert is. And we can't discount that. You are going to be tempted. So my goal with the Sugar Freedom, you know, now course or virtual retreat, whatever I'm going to call it, and with my private coaching is to arm you so it's easy for you to go out into the world and be tempted just about wherever you go. It's reality.
Yep. I was just going to ask you about, you know, do you have any suggestions for when you do get tempted, you know, when you have those late afternoon or late evening cravings?
Well, we talked about one of them. So I'm going to probably just stay with that one, the creatively procrastinate one or the delay one.
Sure.
Actually, I mean, my clients have loved that. I don't want to overload people with too much, you know, too many different things. But if you just delay, you have that late afternoon craving, and you can delay away it.
Yeah, that sounds great. You know, I also so believe you when you talk about food companies that they're duping us shoppers. Can you just touch on that quickly about giving us some simple things to look at for their deceptive marketing and.
Well, I think the biggest mistake that people make when they go shopping is that they look for grams of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And you really need to be able to identify the names of sugars.
Yeah.
Sugar is just not sucrose or fructose.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, agave is one of my favorites. And then, by the way, by favorites, I do not mean I eat the stuff. I will not touch the stuff. So I want to be very, very clear. Agave is a sweetener, and I'm very against it. I invite people to go to my Sugar Shock blog to read my article about it. I should probably post it again on Facebook. I'll post it again on Facebook later, so I invite listeners to visit me at my Facebook page. It's the one where I'm wearing blue. It's Smart Habits Fans, but I think you probably could just do a search for Connie Bennett. I'm wearing a blue shirt. I'm going to post that agave story. So the thing is, you have to know what sugar, what sweeteners are looking for, and that's actually one of the gifts that I was going to give to your listeners, for those people who join the program.
Great.
I spent years working on that list of sweeteners. I don't know. It's like more than 100. It's like ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Crazy. Well, yeah, that's great.
But you have to know that you're not just looking at the grams. And by the way, another thing is that you also need to be looking at the processed carbs as well.
Mm-hmm.
And don't be duped by... And we spend like an entire session in the Sugar Freedom Now retreat helping people identify, or be able to read food labels, because it's that important. It's so easy to get duped. But there's just a few little tricks that you can learn that can make it very, very easy. You don't have to spend like, you know, 5 minutes in front of a food going, oh, is this okay to have,
right,
is this not okay to have?
Right, you'll be in the grocery store forever.
Like, yeah. I mean, one other tip is, you know, if sugar's in the first 5 ingredients, so you want to look at the ingredient list, okay, that means there's a bit of sugar in there. That's a telltale clue right there. So, but what food companies do is they'll put on the label, fat-free. Well, guess what fat-free means? Fat-free means there's been sugar added. So,
yeah.
They dupe you in many ways.
Yeah.
It's amazing. There's all this research showing that, oh, fat's good for you. You know, you want to have healthy fats. But people are still getting duped by the whole idea of, you know, you want to have something fat-free.
Right.
But you want fat in your diet. But when
do
not buy, I shouldn't say do not, but, you know, I highly recommend against buying a product that says fat-free. Chances are it has a lot of sugar. I remember when I was doing research that I did a little comparative. I was testing the difference: how much sugar is in a fat-free product and how much is in the regular product. And there was more fat in the fat-free. More sugar. Excuse me. Sorry about that. There was more sugar in the fat-free product.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Yeah.
So. There's a bunch of little things that you can do to make it easier.
Yeah, great.
So
thank
that
you.
They don't dupe you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good tip. Great. And, you know, there's one other thing that I actually use in my program, my 21-day program, and I'd love you to comment on how important you think it is the, and I never pronounce this correctly, but the Ho'oponopono.
Ho'oponopono.
Yes, thank you, Connie.
You know what, I'm kind of embarrassed. I interviewed like this expert. It was Joe Vitale, my Gab with the Gurus radio show, and I did the same thing. I could not get the pronunciation right.
Yeah, I just never can, so it is.
It took me a while,
like...
so I totally can relate to that.
Okay.
So it's called Ho'oponopono. And what Ho'oponopono is, you just have to say it a bunch of times, and then you like, oh, this is kind of a cool word. And it's actually a Hawaiian word.
Yeah.
And I talk a bit, actually, about Ho'oponopono in both Beyond Sugar Shock, my book, and also in the Sugar Freedom Now course. And I give people, like, an interview with an expert. Ho'oponopono is really, it's an easy way to forgive. And basically you say, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. And you can repeat it over and over and over in your head. But for a lot of people, you know, forgiveness can be, I shouldn't say for a lot of people, but for, you know, not being forgiving and holding grudges could be one of the reasons that it's difficult to let go of sugar.
Mm.
But Ho'oponopono is a powerful forgiveness and cleansing process. And it's pretty simple. It's just, you know, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. And when you say I love you, you're thinking about the divine. So it's actually an ancient Hawaiian technique, and it was popularized in recent years by this Hawaiian therapist whose name I'm going to mispronounce. Dr. Hulin. I'm not going to pronounce his first name. I'm going to misspell it. And also Joe Vitale. And then And so Dr. Joe Vitale was actually one of the people who popularized Ho'oponopono. But Dr. Hu Lin, I mean, this story is just too remarkable. He healed an entire ward of mentally ill criminals by studying their charts and just doing Ho'oponopono. And, you know, Dr., you know, Joe Vitale first heard about it, and he was like, oh, this is a bunch of, you know, this is urban legend. Joe became so intrigued, he just tracked down Dr. Hu Lin, started studying about him, became amazed, and then the two of them wrote this book. It's really a riveting book. It's called Zero Limits, The Secret Hawaiian System for Wealth, Health, Peace, and More. But Ho'oponopono, you know, you can use it, and I should probably just give this as one of the gifts to your people. That he said that, you know, when the way you can use Ho'oponopono to help you with your sugar habit is that you can ask yourself, well, what's going on inside of me that I have caused this addiction? That's one of the ideas that some people have difficulty with, which is the fact that in Ho'oponopono, what you do is you're supposed to take responsibility.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, so you caused a sugar addiction. Well, that's kind of interesting. Anyhow, and then you can speak silently to the divine or God or your higher power or whatever you want to call it. You say, well, I really don't know where this came from, but I don't want any more, so please help me to clean it. And then you can silently repeat, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. You know, and you can even do it in whatever order you want to do it. I actually have a CD. I went to one of Joe Vitale's program, and I actually have it on my computer, and her name is Sarah Marie. And I literally listen to it sometimes. So she's got like this one track. And so sometimes I'll be seeing my computer and I'll just listen to it. I'm like, you know, I really need to work on this forgiveness. I don't know if people can hear this or not. Is that okay to play it for a little bit?
Yeah.
She says, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Anyhow, it goes on, but basically sometimes I just listen to that in the background.
Yep.
While I'm
yeah,
working or whatever.
Yep. Yeah, it's certainly something that you can do when you're very quickly even driving your car. And yeah, it's great. Thank you.
Do it wherever you are. Do you use it in your program?
Yes, it's a step that I'm implementing in my program, yeah. It's something that I've been using for years with the energy healing. So it's, yes, I know how powerful it is, and I read in your book that you use that and talked about it, and so thank you for touching on that. I appreciate that. I think it's very cool to get that message out about it, so thanks, that's great.
Sure.
So I also understand that you have been mentioning about a big anniversary that you have coming up in April.
Yeah.
So. Maybe you can talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. I was like, I'm not the best at math. Okay, my background says, you know, I'm a writer, I'm a journalist. And so one day I post on Facebook and I'm like, I quit sugar on April 15, 1998. Does that mean that April 2013, does that mean 15 years? And so I literally, it was the funniest thing. So I posted this on Facebook. I mean, people didn't care if I was asking such a stupid question. I just wanted to be, I was like, is that really? Oh, my God. So, yes, it's going to be 15 years. And again, back to what I said before, mostly sugar-free. You know, I have had, you know, a couple of slips at the beginning. Recently, I haven't really said this in public at all. Recently, I had some slips, not with sugar, but with processed carbs.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm supposed to, I think that, you know, I feel like, okay, I can tell the world after I hit 6 weeks. So I'm close to that 6 week mark. So I even slipped the other day, but I was limiting myself. The point is, I've made slips, and it's not that I'm proud of it, but hey, I'm human. My mom died. It was a very grueling year. I call it my bittersweet last year with mom. And I mean, she had all this bread around. And then after she passed away, you know, that, I mean, she was like my best friend. I moved across country for her. So I slipped some and had, you know, some what I now call culprit carbs. I did not walk my talk. I've been feeling really embarrassed about it. I even had to, like, you know, talk to people like, okay, when's it okay to tell the world? So I've beaten, I'm not supposed to tell the world for another, I think, 2 or 3 weeks, but you guys are the first to know.
Okay.
I forgot what we were talking about beforehand because I was just like so embarrassed. Like, am I going to tell them? Am I really going to admit this? But, you know.
But I think that's so important because then that makes, you know, it's you're human and you're not perfect and it's going to happen. You know, I think that's important of a teacher that.
Well, I will tell you one thing. So now what I've been thinking about is, okay, now I got all this great new material. If you have a personal crisis, you know, I mean, what could be, you know, it was, you know, I had a major personal crisis and, you know, I'm still coming out of it. I'm getting a book out of it. But I also have new material because, you know, you may slip. I didn't have sugar. That's what's really remarkable. Anyhow, so 15 years of being off sugar, other than, you know, some slips here and there.
Great.
Under a major crisis. And so I'm planning a whole bunch of stuff to kind of celebrate 15 years. I mean, I'm sort of like amazed I actually made it 15 years. And that's why, like, can you imagine if I like had to go back to start again with my slips in my like 14th year?
Right, right.
I didn't have sugar though. I didn't have sugar. Yeah. It was just processed carbs. But to me, you know, I have to watch those too. So I'm holding the Sugar Freedom Now. It's been called the Sugar Freedom Now course. Now I'm thinking of renaming it the Sugar Freedom Now a virtual retreat. I don't know. But anyhow, so that's going to kick off in March. If any of the people listening to the call join the program now, I want to assure, you know, you may be wondering, well, wait a minute, we're the end of January, you know, what's Connie doing for a month and a half? Actually, what I'm doing is I'm taking care of me. I am going on a transformational retreat in a few days. I'm still kind of recuperating from what I call my bittersweet last year with mom. And it was very difficult to, like, drop out like that. But if anybody joins right away, and this, I was feeling kind of guilty, like, well, I'm not starting for a month, more than a month, well, a little more than a month. So what I'm doing is if you join the program, you'll get some really cool gifts. So when you join, it's not like I'm going to ignore you for, you know, a month. You're going to be,
right.
Hi, it's Connie. Here I am with another gift for you.
Right.
And I got some really cool gifts that I'm planning for anybody who joins the program.
Great. That's very exciting. So also you have, if you want to talk briefly about your free bonus gift that you're giving all the listeners that they can tap into, which they can find on our webcast page at activateyourpowerwithin.com/webcast. Is that the 12 tips?
Yeah, that was... So over the course of, you know, nearly 15 years, I believe very strongly in learning from other authors, learning from doctors, learning from other experts in the same field.
Yep.
And so to that end, one of the people who I think is really wonderful, excuse me, is a gentleman named Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. And he wrote a book about sugar addiction. It's about 2 or 3 years ago, but I just, you know, it was very, very interesting. But the thing was that teleseminar that I did with him just happened to be on the day that I was celebrating my 12th year off sugar. So I was like, okay, 12 years off sugar. Okay, well, I think I'll give them 12 tips, one per year. So it's a teleseminar where together we give like 12 tips to break free of your sugar addiction.
Great.
So we had some fun with it. So that's the gift that I'm giving to, you know, to all of your callers.
Great. Thank you for that. Everybody can sign up for that right there at the webcast page.
I'm very big on, you know, giving lots of gifts.
Yep. Well, everybody certainly appreciates that. And we can talk about the offer that you're offering us, the Sugar Freedom Now course, and how much that is going to be. Maybe if you could give a little bit of details for that.
Well, so it's a six-week program. I generally just offer seventh week just because I want to give a little more and I hate to say goodbye to people.
Mm-hmm.
The course is normally are we going to give them the URL, by the way?
Yes.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Going to be, they're going to find it, I'm sorry, at activateyourpowerwithin.com.
Oh, okay.
/Connie.
C-O-N-N-E. Sorry.
If anybody didn't hear that, it was just activateyourpowerwithin.com/Connie, C-O-N-N-I-E. And you can find it there. All the information will be right there on the page for you. It connects right to your page, Connie.
Which still I need to finish doing.
That's okay. Everybody understands.
Yeah. So the course, I've been developing this, as I mentioned. So I quit in 1998. So for the most part, basically, I've been developing this since I quit in 1998. And it includes six teleseminars with me, as well as interviews with a whole bunch of, well, with a number of exciting experts who give you tips on, like, how to be mindful when you're eating, how to read food labels, you know. So basically, normally the course runs for, I don't even know anymore. I think it was $297. I lowered it so much, kind of as a, well, you know, hey, it's my 15th anniversary, but I wanted to do something really special for your attendees. So basically, I'm offering it for $150 off. So it's not $297; it's only $147. Did I do my math right? I hope so.
Yeah.
So basically, you get stuff like a comprehensive sugar-free shopping list, so you can avoid the, you know, the grocery shopping mistakes that, you know, that make people, you know, overweight. You learn how to identify the 20 most common sweeteners today. So I teach you how to become what I call a smart sugar sleuth. You learn what I call this three-step sugar stop process. Again, as I mentioned, you get tons of access to, you know, get access to all these other wonderful experts. You get to learn about something that I call the sweetness principle, which I think is a pretty powerful concept. And you can learn why comfort foods are really killing you. You learn to, you know, nurture and nourish yourself in powerful ways. You discover what are my 7 D's, and they've been successfully used by thousands of people around the world. Right. You find out your sugar color code. And by that I mean, you know, we're all different in our relationship to sugar. And so when you know your sugar color code, then it enables you to pick what is your ideal way to let go of sweets. But one of the big things that people love, and this is a high point in the course, is that I go over at least 24 ways to combat your cravings. And, yeah, I mean, you'll even learn how to, like, make peace with your cravings and learn from them. I actually have an article that I just wrote. It's on my Facebook page, a link to it. My Facebook page, again, is just Connie Bennett, and I'm wearing blue. And it's all about sugar cravings because your cravings really give you valuable information. So I wrote the article basically to encourage people to, you know, to take a different view toward cravings. You'll learn to identify and disarm your triggers and saboteurs. You'll get a list of supplements that can help to unhook you. This is not evaluated by the FDA. I'm supposed to say that. You'll get some tips on how to eat on the go. You'll find out why sugar can be far more dangerous in you than high cholesterol. You get a lot of stuff. And I always promise people that if there's something I have forgotten to include in the program, I'll create new material based on your questions. So everybody who joins the Sugar Freedom Now course, they are urged to say, okay, what do you want to know? Because I'm like, right. Go ahead, just stump me. I mean, I've been doing this for nearly 15 years. I'd like to think that I know most of what you're going to ask me, but I actually get excited if somebody comes along and asks me something where I don't know the answer.
Yeah.
And so then I will find out the answer. If I have to go to another, if I have to go to a doctor, or if I have to do as I mentioned, I have a radio show, Gab with the Gurus, if I have to interview the expert on the radio show, I will find out the answer for you.
Yeah.
And so then I just adding that to the program as well.
Yeah, I like that.
So I like to think that, you know, there's no program like this out there, but who,
yeah.
You know.
Great. Well, I haven't seen one out there like this, Connie, so I'm very excited that you're offering this to our listeners, especially at that price, and accessibility to you and everything is fantastic. Thank you so much for that. And, you know, speaking of asking questions, we do have a little time left to open up the lines to ask questions. Yes, that's okay with you, Connie.
Oh, sure, of course. Sorry, I talked too long.
Oh, no, not at all.
As
no,
I mentioned,
great.
I'm like, I'm sort of out of practice. Oops. I
no,
didn't leave you
great.
Time for questions. Okay. So.
It's all good.
That's
I have one that I see on the webcast that I'm going to ask right now, but if anybody has a question, they can just press *2 on their phone and raise their hand, and we will connect with you. And if you're on the webcast, you can just write your message in the box. But while I'm waiting for people to come up with other questions, here's one from, I think, Brittany in Miami. Her question is, I feel exhausted all of the time, no matter how much sleep I get. Once I overcome my sugar addiction, will I have more energy? And then she also asks, I have also read that there is a link between sugar addiction and alcohol use. Is this true?
Yes and yes. Next question. No,
okay.
I'm just joking. So obviously I can't make any guarantees what will happen to you. But I know for me, one of the absolute, and for most of my, just about, I can't think of one client that it didn't happen to, that when you let go of the sugar, that you are much, much, much more energetic. Much more energetic. In fact, people are very surprised that I don't drink coffee. I quit coffee before sugar because that's what some doctor said to do. But he didn't know about the sugar issue. But anyhow, it's truly remarkable to me. But yeah, I believe that, you know, that you could definitely get a lot more energy. And shoot, what was the last part of the question? Oh, alcoholism. Oh my God. Oh,
yeah.
That is a fascinating. Repeat the question to me again about alcoholism.
She's asking, I have read that there is a link between sugar addiction and alcohol use. Is this true?
Yeah, and there is. And just think about it. I mean, I don't know if you go to any AA meetings or know people who have, or just talk to somebody who's gone to one and see what they serve. And what are they serving? They're serving sugar. There is some absolute fascinating research connecting sugar addiction with alcoholism. But what's interesting is that the sugar addiction might have come first. It might have preceded that. And then that could have led to the alcoholism. I talk about this a little bit in my first book, Sugar Shock.
Interesting. Yeah, it's interesting that she
I found it totally intriguing.
Yeah, I mean, when I first quit drinking 10 years ago, I just had to have my sugar. I had to have my hot fudge sundae every night. I had to have my chocolate. And, you know, it was kind of my way of weaning myself off of the alcohol to the sugar. It was like my step down, you know? So
yeah.
There's definitely a connection there.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Great. Well, thank you for answering that, Connie. And I hope that we answered everything for you, Brittany, on that.
So, actually, I'm sitting here looking at my book, Sugar Shock. Because there's this one researcher, and he talked about noticing this "give me sugar now" frequency among patients with alcohol problems. And this researcher was like literally leaving candies in his office. And the people came in and they were like cleaning the whole plate. And so since then he conducted more than a dozen studies showing that a preference for sweets is systematically linked to a craving for alcohol in rats and humans alike.
Interesting.
And he found that newly abstinent alcoholics preferred sweeter solutions than the control subjects did. And he also discovered the preference for sweets combined with novelty seeking. I'm not clear, but I think it just means, you know, trying different things, can predict whether or not a person is an alcoholic. So there's just some really intriguing research.
Yeah, so there's definitely a link there.
Congratulations to you for quitting.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been a great 10 years. So
another, one more thing. Another expert said that one popular theory is that sugar, drugs, and alcohol all activate similar reward-related parts of your brain.
Yeah, like would we call that the dopamine?
Dopamine's one of them.
Yeah.
Sweets, and the first guy who I talked about, he says that sweets stimulate the brain's opioid system and trigger the release of opiates, such as beta endorphins and dopamine. So there's an interesting.
Yeah.
I want that person to, Brittany, I want you to contact me on Facebook. Tell me more about why you asked the question, because I'm just intrigued.
Yeah.
And if anybody else didn't get a chance to ask their question, just join me on Facebook and I'll answer your question there. Just go to facebook.com/smarthabitsfans or just look for Connie Bennett in the blue. I'll be happy to answer your questions.
Great.
Assuming it's not too many.
We just have one more. Do you have time to answer one more question?
Sure.
All right, great. Let's see. I'm unmuting. It's going to be caller with the last four digits. 5928, I believe, maybe from Tennessee. Memphis?
Yes, it is. Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Well, Connie, I've got to say, this phone call is long overdue. You and I actually played phone tag probably about 4 or 5 months ago. Do you remember hearing from Georgia? And I told you my story about how my husband found my stash of chocolate, and I lit into him like a crazy woman, and that was when I realized I had a serious sugar addiction. You remember that?
I think I do. Oh, my goodness.
And because, well, your story resonated with me so much from, you know, when I originally learned of you and your work, which was actually what started me on my path to pursuing a health coach certification with IIN. You really propelled me, you know, in that line of work. Yeah, and all of the great writers that you spoke about, you know, and authors and experts in this field were the same ones that I, you know, investigated for myself probably as far back as, you know, 10, 15 years ago, but I wasn't quite ready yet. But what happened with me personally was that as time continued on, the side effects, so to speak, of this sugar addiction finally literally laid me out flat to the point that I couldn't get out of bed one day in 2010, was 85 pounds overweight, was so addicted to this stuff that it was really more of a health issue than it was a weight issue. And so I remember that an amazing dentist who was treating me for TMJ one day told me, he said, Georgia, if you remember nothing else, remember that sugar equals pain. You know, and pain is the result of inflammation and so on and so forth. So I said, okay, this is it. I have got to take control of my life back. And I slowly began the climb up the mountain called healing and wellness. And I have reversed all of the many, probably just as many conditions as you had, and found out for me that there were absolutely certain trigger foods that set me off. And for me specifically, chocolate, I consider that the gateway drug. I'll be a year sober-free chocolate this coming March because, as you said, there are certain things within some of these sugary treats, especially with chocolate having the theobromine, which is, you know, as you know, kind of an opiate.
Theobromine, right.
Yeah, I couldn't even handle, so to speak, you know, the 70% or higher, which I thought, well, I won't eat the milk.
Oh,
I don't touch
right? any. I only have the cacao beans or the cacao nibs.
Well,
pure
I'm afraid
chocolate.
You would go there. Right. So anyway, all this to say is you really are a great heroine of mine.
Oh,
and
thank you.
Read everything that you've written and always
did you read my new book, Beyond Sugar Shock?
I've got it. I did, as a matter of fact. I went ahead as well. I reviewed it on Amazon for you back early on in the game when it was released. And so you'll see me back there. If you go back and look under Georgia, I went ahead and gave you the props. So you rock and roll, girl. You've got the message, and I'm supporting you every step of the way.
Well, thank you so much. Did you have a question or just?
I just really wanted to just give you two thumbs up and give you a high five and tell you that I was really looking forward to just, you know, saying hi in person.
Well,
so I do,
you know,
I do
one of these days, I definitely have to make it to your area of the world or the country.
Yeah. No more fried banana and, you know, grilled cheese sandwiches. That's Elvis style down here, you know. But, you know, we truly are, you know, one of the most obese states in the country, kind of right behind Mississippi and a lot of the other, you know, southern states because of the, you know, the sugar, the oil, the flour, the fried foods, and it's epidemic. You know, it really, really is. So,
Well,
but,
please,
you know,
contact me. Just say hi on Facebook or something. I'd love to learn more
about what
you're up to. It's just such a pleasure to hear from you, and I always warm my heart if I could help somebody or inspire them. It means a lot.
You absolutely did, and your videos on YouTube and your enthusiasm and you know, animated, just, you know, personality is what really is so precious and inspiring to people.
Well, thank
so
you. I'm working on getting that back. I seem to have lost a little bit of that in the last year, but I'm working on getting that back.
You'll get it back, girl. You'll get it. You go.
Thank you very,
thank you
very
so
much for calling. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you for that, and that's even better than a question. So thank you.
Made my day. Made my day.
Right.
It's like, okay, well, I'm glad I, you know, dragged myself away from my grief.
Yeah. We all are. Yes. Thank you so much. Great. All right. So to end the call, we also are giving away one of Connie's Beyond Sugar Shock books.
Oh, that's right. We're giving away a book.
Yes. So how we're going to do this
did
is...
Didn't I open my big mouth and say I'm going to give away the course, too?
I don't know. Did you?
I think I did. Well, I am now. I'm opening my big mouth now. So
all
we're going to give away... you have to be on the call.
Yeah.
And I really would like to reach someone who, you know, is struggling.
Yeah.
You know, I want to help someone who really needs the help.
Yep. Yep.
How are they going to win?
How we're going to do this is you can be on the webcast as well, and it's going to be similar to what we just had for a question. Whoever presses star 2 on the webcast or star 2 on the phone line, we will be giving the course away for, and the book. Great.
Awesome.
All right. So we have our first one was, I believe, who we just talked to. Let's see. Hang on a second. I'm going to unmute her again. Hi there. Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Is it George from Tennessee?
It is.
Yes. You are the one that just got her course in her book, Connie's book.
Oh,
I thought it was going to be one person per, one person gets a book, one person gets a course.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Which, all right. So.
I don't know.
How about this? Yeah, that's fine. And actually, I think you had just said that you have her book. So.
I do. I do. I have
it.
It's sitting right
Perfect.
In front of me. Yeah.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. So we'll give you the course, and then we will pick the other person for the course.
Well, thank you so much.
Yes. All right. Great. Let me open up the line for the other person. And this is going to be somebody from North Carolina, last four digits, 2251. I'll just open you up.
Hi, this is Christine.
Hi, Christine. How are you?
I'm so excited.
Oh, good.
And I really, really need it. I can really relate. I had total breakdown today with all the emotional stuff, and the boyfriend moved out, and the hormones going crazy, and the, oh, my God. So I completely understand what you went through, Connie, and I went through the grieving process, too, but 4 years ago instead of last year, so I'm hanging there. Okay.
Oh, thanks.
Great.
What's your question? Or do you? Oh no, that's right. You don't have a question. That's right.
Well,
we'll pick you a winner.
Well, I was kind of curious. Also, you think some of the sugar craving is because I've heard some things about candida yeast. Is that also what causes some of the cravings?
Yeah, there's like a huge monster. I mean, I know we have to end soon.
Yeah,
so the short answer is
yeah.
Yes. There's a monstrously huge connection between.
Yeah,
I mean,
okay.
Sugar. You know, eating too much sugar makes candida multiply. And in order to get rid of candida, you really need to get off sugar.
Yeah. So I am so looking forward to it. I can't wait to read.
Great.
Well, do keep
Thanks
in touch.
So I will. I'll find you on Facebook, too.
Yeah, definitely. Please contact me.
Great. And this is Christine?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thanks, Christine.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, so much for joining us for our kickoff call today. I really appreciate it. I know everybody has crazy busy lives. And, Connie, thank you so much for being our kickoff call speaker.
It was
been
my
a pleasure,
pleasure
to have you. Great. Thank you so much, everybody. And I hope to connect with you tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern with Gina Rafkind, our anxiety specialist. So thank you so much. And until the next time, when you're in doubt, look within. Have a great day, everybody.
Great. Thanks a lot.